I wanted to speak a little bit about the halacha of food that is left under a bed. I know it sounds maybe a modern topic to speak about, but the reason I wanted to speak about it is every day, when I started to say shir, I will say when is the last time that someone asked me a shayla about it. So I looked at my watch, it was 7:14 today. It was the last time that I was asked. And Gemara came over, his wife sent him. She left a couple boxes under the bed. They're allowed to drink the water, they're not allowed to drink the water. And everyone passes through what he thinks when he hears this shayla, yeah? And Medavistin wants forever, what is the halacha, yeah? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. And this shayla goes to a lot of kind of nafkin minutes. One shayla, the marshal, it's nagia under the bed. You know, in camp, especially, there's not enough place in the room. Or in the dorms. You go on a plane. You're allowed to put it under your seat in front of you or not. The guy falls asleep. He sees nafkin minutes, you fly in business or not. We'll see. On a marshal, you have a carriage of a kid. And you put it under the carriage. In a bus, you put it in the bottom of the bus, and some people fall asleep in the bus. I spoke to Upshim Zaman, I remember today, 22 years ago, they put bunk beds in Kolteiran, the yeshiva, in my room, and I wanted that they would take it out. So I went to speak to Upshim Zaman Erbach, that is a bit more than 22 years, but let me pochus yeisa. And I went to ask him, I said to mice, if you eat an apple in the bottom bed and the guy on top is sleeping, the apple becomes awesome. So I'm asking him to leave the bed, if we put up signs with time to shiva that you're not allowed to eat in the bottom bed. Or the bachur go to rest in the bottom bed, even if they don't fall asleep, they have to wash negavas of the ganze body because they're under the bed. So, and we'll see different shittas. So this shayla is a very negia alamol. And again, I'm saying without mevar zayin. Some of the things that I was see at the Shmaya yesterday, someone gave me a kuntras that he written on the Sinian a little bit. About Chapam. And another guy was coming gave me today also some of his notes of some Yadirs. So part of the things I talk Yadirs that I got also from there. Or start maybe Kedarkeinu to learn the sugya from the beginning till the end. I'm saying again, Ichbet Mechila Taki from Alek Deyle Oilom. I'm saying the way I was mekabel merabboi say that you have to pass. I'm saying lule divreim, but I'm saying lechure how I was mekabel from my rabbein to pass in halacha lemaise. And again, I'm trying to say a lot of kulis and tzedodim here, but like we say, alamol darke Hashem yeshorim tzadikim yeichu ba v'rashayim yikoshlu ba. Avada to be makped and not to be mezalzon on this halacha, or we're trying to learn the sugya la halacha lemaise. The motif from the is two lines in the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings down like this. Tone. Oichlim hu mashkim tachas amito, afilu mechupim bekli barzel, ruach ro shoiro aleim. Food or drinks under the bed. Afilu mechupim bikli barzel, even if it's covered with metal kelim, ruach ro shoiro aleim. It's a ruach ro. It's a gemore. It's yes. Oichli mumashkim tachas amito, afilu mechupim bikli barzel, ruach ro shoiro aleim. This is the moker, Bavli, Psochim Kuf Yud Beis. There's another marker in Yerushalmi and Trumas, and Perek Ches Mitrumas, the second marker. Yerushalmi and Trumas, Perek Gimel, and Perek Ches, Mishne Gimel. The Tana says as a, Omar Ravami, Tzrichim Lemeichu Shlemai De Breisach HaShishinen. You have to be choishesh to what people are choishesh to. To the Brias Achoishesh. Also, the Lemitan Barnish Pirte Nupume, not to put money in your mouth, because you never know who touched it. Tafshil Etuti Urse, not to put a tafshil under the bed. Piece of tachas shichir, sakine bupulge, not to put a knife inside of a fruit, someone could touch the fruit and cut his fingers. A list of things not to do. So tafshil tuti ulse, don't put the tafshil under the bed. Zog de pnei Moshe, two reasons. Shema yipo letoicho dovor hamazik. If you put it under the bed, maybe something that is mazik will fall inside the food. You don't know what is under the bed. Maybe something that is mazik could fall under the bed in the food. And when you'll eat it, something can happen to you. Inami mipnei ruach rosh sheiro aleihem. The Yerushalmi also means of the Bavli. Atz ruach rosh sheiro aleihem. So you have two reasons why not to put food under the bed. The Bavli state, kuf yud beis, oichle tome, oichle mumashkim tachas amita, afilu mechupim bikli barzel, ruach rosh sheiro aleihem. Even if they're covered with metal keli, ruach rosh sheiro aleihem. In Yerushalmi, you have to be careful in all different things that people are careful, and one of them is tafshil tachat arse, not to put tafshil under the bed. Doesn't say why. And the Pnei Moshe says two reasons. One reason, because maybe something will fall into the food. Second reason is b'tzad ruach rosh sheir alei. L'chaure, this is what we have in Shas. Ad kan, but ad rishayim l'achoyim is lomo mekoyim. If we try to clear nafkemine in between the two pshotim, l'chaure, what if it's in a closed box? If it's mitzad ruach ro, shteit in Bavli, afilu mechupim b'kli barzel, the ruach ro goes inside. Oh, but if it's because maybe something will fall inside, if it's closed in a box, nothing could fall inside. More from that, it's a fresh fruit. No problem. Tafshile, it's a baked food, cooked. Tafshil, you never know what fell inside. Snakes, animals, poison, you never know, under the bed, so tut sich dort. Man weiß nicht, was geht sich dort. Aber, if it's not mitzad, if it's mitzad ruach ro, so it doesn't make a difference. Tak es mit dir kase. In Yerushalm ist ein Tafshile. Doesn't say something else. Doesn't say ruach ro. Was schein gehen in der Bavli, steht ruach ro. How we pass it? The Rambam, Perik Yud Beis Milchis Ritzeach, Rai Yuchis Ritzeach Bashmir Asa Nefesh, Yuchis Ritzeach Bashmir Asa Nefesh. Also Lodem Liten Mois Oy Dinrim Letoich Piv, it's the Yerushalmi, Shema Yashroi Kiyom Yashil Muk Yashchim. Lo Yiten Odom Pasio Letach Hashchim, Shema Metzoiro. Lo Yiten Atav Shil Tach Asamito. Aval Pishu Oisek Besuudo, even in the middle of the meal, maybe something dangerous will fall inside and you don't see. I want to say another nafkemina. If it's mitzad ruach ro, mistaber only when you're sleeping. If it's mitzad that maybe something will fall inside, even in the middle of the meal, don't put it there. It's dangerous. Zog deraive. Gam ze ba Yerushalmi. Umefarshi mishum ruach ro. Because the Mishnah is Merames, the Rav means to be Cholek and the Rambam. Not mitzad Shema Yipol Dovo Mesukun Letoichoy, mitzad Ruach Ro. So the Rambam makes down the Yerushalmi like the first pshat of the Pnei Moshe. Not to put something under the bed because things could fall inside. The Rav makes down the Yerushalmi mitzad Ruach Ro like the Bavli. Zog the Kesef Mishnah. Ein Echrea, how to learn pshat. Yerushalmayim yoytze yedei kulam. To be choshesh to both me'alchim. You open the tool, he brings like the Rambam, only a tafshil. Lama mesakim davar. We have a Bavli mitzad ruach ro, Yerushalmi mitzad tzakone, that something will fall inside and it's dangerous. The Rambam paskens the Yerushalmi mitzad tzakone, that something will fall inside the food. And look at the Rambam, we said l'chur etz poshut, if it's covered with a kli, it's no problem. Tzad sheni is a chumra. Even if it's not covered, even if it's the middle of the day and you're not sleeping, it's also dangerous. Ma she'engel lefi de raivet is mitzad ruach ro, mistaber only when you're sleeping, dak. And lefi de, even if it's closed, I keep going with seconds. Come closer. So the vow we don't know, we just know, we don't know what is the halacha. So the case of Mishnah, Yerushalmayim, Yoytze Yedeshtei. Then if you're not Yerushalmayim, so I don't know what you have to do. Yerushalmayim, Yoytze Yedeshtei. Remember the Roshaynes. Yerushalmayim is choishes for Ruach Ro, and is choishes for danger. Shulchan Aruch, it was the same Mechaber, the case of Mishnah. It was the Mechaber, some of Sforim, Bes Yosef, case of Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch. And he paskens. Kuf Tazayin Sifei. Tzorich lizor mit en mois pepip, shema yesh aleim roik, yobesh, mukashchim, tzara, velo yiten kigil arashat, velo yiten tafshi, velo imashki, תחס המיטה, מפני שרוח ראש שאירו עליהם. So he was חושש the reason of רוח רו, and he says, לא איתן לא איכלים ולא אימשקים, זאת רוח ראש שאירו עליהם. So דהיינו, he was חושש to the rivet, and he passed him, חוץ תאיר השמיים. Says, תפשיל ולא אימשקים. Doesn't say what to be with fresh fruit. Chochmas Odom brings down from the Binas Odom who had dino yichlim chayim. So lemaisa, what we have is a Shulchan Aruch, even though what we see from where it's coming, it doesn't look so 100%. But lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you're not allowed to put oich tafshilim, and also oichlim Chochmas Odom says in mashkim tachas amito mipnei ruach ro. Not allowed to. The tool only brings tafshil. So the fiddle Rambam only stay tafshil mitzad sakona. The tool also only stay tafshil mitzad sakona. So the fiddle Rambam and the tool, it's only mitzad danger, and if it's closed, there's no danger. Shachnoch is choish to the raivet, and it's mitzad ruach ro. Abba, ein losos mipsak ha-shachnoch. But when you know the background of the halacha, it helps later for when we start to. Doruch HaShulchan finishes and he says, Kayoim ein nizorim beze, Shem Upsayim Hashem. Chochmas Odom also brings down, after he brings down that the Goyim was very choshesh, he brings down on the Kforim, Shoyim nekevun the Doshu Borabi, maybe this is the reason they will make it. Especially, if it's covered. Because if it's covered, we say, Lefi the Rambam, it's not a problem. Lefi the Tur, it's not a problem. Because it's not dangerous. It's only mitzad the Ruach Ro. It's only mitzad the Ruach Ro. And Rabbim Doshu Bohem, Rabbim Bumeikam. Lemaise, all of the poiskim will not mekabel this Oruch HaShulchan. All of the poiskim will not mekabel the Oruch HaShulchan. And not mekabel that Pinas Odom. And the poiskim paskin la aloche. That you have to be makbid. Everyone passes that you have to be makbid. Everyone. So here we're holding the vow. Everyone, we have to know. Chashulchan says as nish. Minasodom says as nish. I said, Lefi the Rambam is not so poshut. Bechal when it's also when it's muta. Aber lemaise, with maskola Shulchan Aruch says natu, and everyone says to be choishesh. But now listen good. What is the halacha exactly? Tzorich lizoer militen mois b'toich piv. Not allowed to put money inside your mouth. And if you put, what do you have to do? I said, what happened? You have to throw the money to the garbage? What do you have to do?
Wash
the money. What do you have to do? Elisha. Well, what do you have to do? You're not to do it, and if you did it, next time don't do it. Yeah. Not to put food under the bed, and if you did it, next time you will not do it. Don't put money in your mouth, and if you put it, you have to throw the money to the garbage? No. Don't put food under the bed, and if you did it, next time I will not do it. I've wished that in Shulchan Aruch, not more from that. not to do it. Some things not to do. Now, why? Be a lacha. It's not kedai. And if it happened, it happened. So now here is the next shayla. We're going after we were maskone. We said not so posh that the isur exists in every food. Maybe only in the tavshir, something close to isur bichlal. We passed it. The isur exists. Alava. Said it. But what if you did it? Zog the tshuvas shvus yankev. Kveger is mitzayin to him. B'di'evet, you're allowed to. He has a raya niflo from the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara says, mitas tamili chachomim. What is under the bed of a mitas tamili chachomim? Sandoli. Mitas ame'oretz, oitzor bolu. Under the bed is a whole machsan. Zog the Rashbam, what he has in the machsan? Kol kelim shiloi v'oichlim shiloi. He has everything, his clothes under his bed. Friedrich was Yanke, the Gemara clears Alamol if you're allowed to eat by Amoretz. Gemara says, he spits on you, the Roik of the Amoretz is Tuma Zovim legabe Tamil Chachomim. So if something spits on your clothes, it becomes Tome. And Tamil Chachomim, Yoishim Lechol, Elen, can Yoidim Yoichalimoem. Why does it say, don't eat by Amoretz? Because all of his food is under his bed. The Talmud is, you're allowed to eat food that was under the bed. It's a deal on you not to put food under the bed. Are you allowed to eat it? Have you taken not allowed to eat? As I said, the Meili he says, you're allowed. Rab Kivya Eger is mitzayinted. Pischet Shuve and the Shulchan Aruch is mitzayinted. Sefer Shulchan Chai Simon Yud Zayin brings it down. It's a Sefer Shud Divrei Chachomim. Brings down the Shem Ramayish Feinstein that the Halacha you're allowed to. As a Kovitz from Ravosna's Beisdin, Kovitz Shevet Alevi, Beis Alevi, Chelek Gimel, and also we'll see Baal the Tshuvas, you're allowed to. Rav Scheinberg also says you're allowed to. So, b'meile, all this halacha is not to do. And if you have now in your room, not to do. Oh, but if you did, you're allowed to eat it. Halacha is not to do it, not to put it there. Oh, but in the heaven, if you did it, you're allowed to eat it. The Machmirim, the Chochmas Odom brings down, Shomati Shagoyen Achosit, Mivilne, Tzivo Betznoin Shinichus Tachas Amito, they put a radish under his bed, Lachter Lechatiches Ktanis, to cut it to little pieces, and to throw it that no one could find it. The Chido also brings down, and Shiur Ebrocha is Yud, and the Ben Ishchai, to throw it. Also Reb Shemazam and Oyerbach, and Alicha Shloime, Perek Yud Gimel Sif Yud Zayin, Yashlichem Velo Ishtamesh Boim Klal. Also in the Shevet HaKirosi, brings down from the Sar Sholom Ibelz, not even to give it to a dog. So again, most of the boys can break down, but the evidence okay. Some say you're not allowed. Shmir Shabbos told me, Aloch Lamaisa, you're allowed. So what we do the Maisa? Zog Rav Osner, Avad Ikar Aloch, you're allowed to. The Goyim was Machmir. They bring down that the Goyim was Machmir to himself, but not to different people. Avad, if you have another Tziruf, he says, Avad, you're allowed to be Maker. It's about. If it's a Hefzad Merube, it says, Avad, you could be Maker. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a safer time in the crow for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. In the back of time in the crow is Arnogis and the Chazanish. He brings down that he had Oichlim Tachas Amito. So even that he himself was makpid not to do it, he was choshesh to the goyim, he said to give it to poor people, but not to throw it. In Sefer Shmir Zaguba Nefesh, he says that once it happened that he put food under his bread, he sent it to the yeshiva Tiferes Yerushalayim for supper, and he said not to tell the bachur. So they ask, what's the pshat? He's machmir to himself, why he's giving to different people? So the Avnei Yoshua says, for the Anim, for the Yeshiva says, Azevi Efsin Mehuda. Ramot Chigros from Nebrak says that, Val, it's a mitzvah, so Ruacho, it's a mitzvah, lo'yei v'dovora. Rabbi Yashi holds, it's me'ikar adim etzmuter, shvus yanker pastin etzmuter, a person is machmir on himself. Chaim Kanievsky is mitzayin ein mishnebru echel simen dalet ois sivkot yudalet. Shabur says if someone touches food before negative answer, you're allowed to do it. Katrila not to touch. Says the Katrila to wash. But at the end, you're allowed to eat it. Not like everyone thinks you have to go all the way. As this is like we should abort it. I'm not going to ask now what is the aloha there. But maybe, chasnish chos, but you have it in smuta. Nazelish me Roshab is told me, Katrila, you're allowed to eat it yourself. I'm not saying that even if you're allowed to eat it yourself, like a tchila to wash it negevasa before you eat it, but I will get later to that shit. So the van shlav base, the hayro, we pass in that it's also to put it, but if you put it already, meiger adin the shvusyanke was mechir that it's muta, parum shmezamen says to throw it, but the achroy of the poiskim means that it's muta. Maybe to yourself to be machmir. But Rav Ozna says, Avada, if you will have another tziruf, Avada and Avada, you could eat it. Soon I will show you that most of the shaylas that come aloch and lemaise, we have more tzirufim. Because that's why I'm bringing down most of the person in Mutar, because Shomazam is Machmir, then I'm telling you, but don't listen. It's Mutar. I'll explain to you why I'm saying that lemaise it's Mutar. We'll go one more step. Step by step, and that will be Masbir the Prot. Tachas Eizen Mito is also. Under what bed is also? Some achroinim bring down only a bed that people do Tashmish and Mito on it. Shem Yuchad Leish Veisha. Stand a bed. And the Zogim from the Goyen that even without a bed, it was a box that was sugar inside that someone slept on it and the Goyen said not to eat it. So again, we have a machlekes if it's time sleeping or it's only a bed. And if a bed, maybe only a bed from ish v'ish. So three shittas. Some shittas hold everyone if you fall asleep on food, it's also. Some hold only if it's a bed. And some say only if it's a bed from ish v'ish. Now, most poskim hold only if someone fell asleep. In Rambam doesn't say it, that he slept. But the Teretz is because the Rambam said himself shash sakon. But she ain't kimtzad ruach ro, it's for sure only if you slept. So now we'll go back. We'll start on the next shayla that's nogea to everyone. We know it's an issue to do it like a tchila, we said. But the other, most shit is a matter of some machma. You go to a plane, so the law of the plane is, they tell you not to leave the things in the aisles. They give you two options, to push it in the tree in front of you, or to put it on top. These are the two options that I give every person. So if you put it on top, it's the right. But sometimes you want to have like a, you know, a little bag with the food. So you can put it in the chairs, also a little place to open. That's beside it. But if you want to push it under, the guy in front of you falls asleep. Or the same thing with the shine on the bus. You put it in the back of the bus. You know, the shiva goes to a trip. You put all the food in the back of the bus. And it will fall asleep in the bus. So Rabbi Eliashiv and Rav Ozna and Sefer, they have a Sefer B'tachta Chavadar, the big down that they asked them, they said it's not a problem. Has to sleep on a bed, it's not called a bed, only if it's a bed. The Chivas Va'anoga says it has to be a bed that you sleep. It doesn't have to be a kuvodik, but it has to be someone laying properly. The case of the Goyen, the guy was laying on the box. And the plane, it's not. But this someone was murdered to me today, one of the boys came, and it's only if you fly economy, but if you fly business, it's almost a bed. If you fly first class, it's mamish a bed. So then, dear tank, it could be after Mechoshish not to put it. But like, oh, dear, anyway, it's more place, so it's not a problem. What? It's not a problem. Lemaise, the same thing Rambelski and Lemaise Ravadi Yosef of Neiva told me there's no problem on the plane, you could put it like a tchila there. Le'um Azdem, Rav Scheinberg, Chaim Ganievsky, Sefer Deilu Umashke, he's machmir, even in a bus. Not to put it in the bottom of the bus, the people sleep on top. The same thing Avigdor Nevetzal, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein. Again, so Iker Hashitas that you're allowed to, but some people are machmir. But here, the Marshal, it's poshut that if you double wrap it or it's closed, Avada you're allowed to. Why? Because we said when it's closed, could be, it's not also if you sell them the shittas. When it's closed, especially if it's double wrap. Maybe if we have a machlekes, so lechu we could be maker. But right, I'll go back after to say lechu lemaise. I just want to go duch the shaylos. Well, no, no, this. The tzitzel yezer clears a shaylos. What would it be if you have a bed in a boat and it's food under the bed? He says it's mutter.
Why?
Well, it's a normal bed. He brings down from a lot of the Mekubolim that it says that Ruach Ro is only Shoyre and a bed that is offer under the bed. But if there's no offer under the bed, then there's no Ruach Ro. Ruach Ro is only Shoyre when there's offer under the bed. If it's not offer under the bed, there's no is. It has to be offer under the bed. It's another Sugya and Gittin. Sfina Gesheshes, Sfina Hele Gesheshes, Chestes. B'meile. He says the same thing in the airplane. It's no offer. It's no offer. There's no problem in the cloud. Even in a bus, it's not so pushy that it's called offer. Because in between the bed and the food is not really awful. The floor is not awful. He wants to say that even if it's a carpet in the house, that Mekubalim say, or even if it's tiles and it's not made from awful, made from metal and wood, there's no ruach ro. B'meile. It says like this. This person is saying from Rav Ozner. The Shvus Yankiv was matir b'di'evet. The Shvus Yankiv was matir b'di'evet. So, we're speaking now first by the Evid, if someone put it already there. It's Mamele, the Shvasyankim is Matim. Or you are the Chaznish was Machmir. Or if we have another Tziruf, Avada, we could be Makim. And again, the Mahalach is like that. Lefid the Rambam, the gather of the Takone was that something will fall inside. If it's closed, Lechura was not Takone. If it's closed, it's not Takone. Only if it's open, it's a Takone. If it's closed, it's not a con, if it's a ramba. Okay? Yer Shomayim Yachmer. The Goyim was Yer Shomayim was Machmer, Chaznish was Machmer on himself. But again, it's shit that it's mutter. Val these things, it's not so posh that it's a bed. Aleph. Because we say it's not Mamish a bed, a bus. A plane is not Mamish a bed. And even if it's a bed, maybe it's not an offer. But Mele, for sure, but the Evid, you're allowed to eat it if someone fell asleep. And the person had to say, "Lekatchila, you're allowed to put it there." So again, b'di'evet, avada in a plane, you're allowed to eat. And in a bus, you're allowed to eat. If someone did it, avada, you're allowed to. It's not even a shayla. Because even in a bed, me'ikar adin, you're allowed to. You have an hutu b'saymech, especially if it's closed in a bottle. Even in the bed in the house, you have an hutu b'saymech. So here, for sure, b'di'evet, it's mutter. But it's a bigger tziruf here. Val, it's not a bed, it's a bus, it's a plane, and it's not mechubar lekarka. So val, it's not mechubar lekarka, and it's not a bed. It's not a bed. So again, b'di'evet, it's poshut and it's mutar lekatchila. Dehainu, if someone fell asleep, avada, it's mutar lekatchila. But not only that b'di'evet, it's mutar lekatchila. You're allowed to be seimach lekatchila. We'll go to the next shlav. Carriages. It's very legal and mice. You put a carriage, you put the food in the bottom, and the kid falls asleep. There's two kinds of carriages. There's carriages, sitting carriages, that manage like a plane. Then maybe the carriages are more, the karka. And they have the ones that, sleeping ones, the smaller babies. The Dayan Weiss, Paskins, and Minchas Yitzchok, you're allowed to. You're allowed to put the food and you're allowed to eat it. Also, the Kloes Berebbe, the Divrei Yatziv passings like that, and Shior Metzionim Ba'aloche passings like that, the Mishnah Aloche passings that you mutter. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, or Shiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, was machmir in carriages. He said that he heard from the Stav Mekelem that he have to be machmir in carriages. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes down, Yizoy Roy Leachmir. Now, I want to be masked. Why? Why in carriages the aloha I'm telling you it's mutter? So like this. If it's a sitting carriage, for sure it's mutter, it's like a plane. Even if it's a sleeping carriage, it's also mutter. Why? Because it's a sleeping carriage. There's another big kula. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Me'ikar HaDin is no ruach HaTumah HaKtanim. A cotton that touches food, Me'ikar HaDin, you're allowed to eat. Avada, it's Kedusha, we might be to wash the kids right away. Avada, Navada, Bedaf. But Be'etzem, he says, till Bar Mitzvah is no ruach HaTumah. Lekula Al Meshonu Shnatayim Meshonish is no ruach HaTumah and the little kids. So if there's no ruach HaTumah on his hands when he sleeps, there's Mistaba that there's no ruach HaTumah under the carriage. So even if Lama Zogni, you say that if a kid sleeps on a bed, the bed is in a matziv, tachas amito, but Avada, the bed that is made for a little kid, Avada doesn't have the ruach HaTumah of a bed. I'm not saying there has to be a festus for it. But, it's again, Zogni and Dayan Weiss, it's enough to letzarek. But the event you're allowed to, Shvus Yag. And if it's closed in a package, then for sure we have another tzir. They matter in a carriage even if it's not closed. They matter in a carriage even if it's not closed, they matter. Because we have to, like we said, steht der Isu, steht nicht über die Evidence aus. Steht nicht, schreibe ich das Mutter. Mechoisch ist die Goy. But we have to remember. We have Oruch HaShulchon, Chochma Sodom that said, Da Shubo, in our days, Shem Abseim Hashem. In our days, we're not choishish to these things. Say, Ruach HaTumah Nisbatlo. All these things are not knowing today. We choishish. Oh, but it's not a real bed. It doesn't have a Shem bed. Maybe it was only on a bed. Tash Misham Mito. It's not a real bed. The carriage is not Mamish on the floor. Because the food is not on the floor. There's a different shelf in between. And it's a little kid. So you're right. It's not so stark like a plane because it's made. Some of them made to sleep. But it has a matter. This has a cup. So when the Achroas HaPoiskim again, as Elish Mishab is talking today again, you could tell that the Maisa you're allowed. So the vibe, to make it clear. Plane, carriage, buses, is mutter. So yeah, I said, first class, I'm not so sure, but chutz from there, avada it's mutter, the food is mutter. For sure it's mutter to eat by the event, and the pashas it's mutter also like a tchila to put it there, especially if you close it in a bag. So now we matter more. If it's under a bed, me'ikar adin you're allowed to, is machmirim badovo, but again, for sure not to throw it, to give it to someone else, and if it's hefsed merube, even to yourself, like a tchila, you're allowed to do it, and you don't have to give it to someone else. I'm about to go one mushlab, and then we'll go back to this part. Even though we said that it's mutter, Stam, and Sefer Eitz Chaim, he brings down that if food was under the bed, to rinse it three times. And if you can't rinse it, it's like a bread, so to peel it. And there's another Eitz. A person, Lama Zogim, has something that's under the bed, he wants to be machmir, to be choshish to the goyim, it's an Eitz. The goyim threw it away, the goyim didn't wash it. But you could find the middle sheet. And Shuti Luna de Rabbonim, he brings down, in the chasna from the Rujina, they had a box full of candies, and it was under the bed. And they went to the Kabbalah Merov, and he said to take the box like it is and to wash it three times. Dainu, and it's brought down also in Taina Minogim, this mice. The Hainu is a chiddush, that you don't have to rinse the food. So the Gala Moshe, someone has tuna cans under the bed. Again, Ikar Din, you're allowed to eat them, soon I will explain even more why you're allowed to. But Lama Zogim, but I hear the Chazanish was machmir on himself, I also want to be machmir. So it's the middle of Madrega, just wash it three times. I would say, well, I have to wash the box. The food has the Ruach HaTumah. And one of Shah, and if the food doesn't have it, so open the can and take out the food. That's what, then if you open it, it chaps to the food. But if you wash it, it doesn't chap to the food. I don't know exactly, but as I state, we'll go one mistake. Avne Yashve brings down from Rav Ozner that if it's a kli betoich kli, it's no ruach atum. It's a bag inside a bag, there's no ruach atum. Don't know how close it has to be. The Moshe, you have a case of drinks. It's inside the case and inside the drinks. You have a closed case full of tuna bags. You have some two little parts, you know, a little plastic, a little carton, and then you take out, there's also another metal to pull out. So Rav Ozna holds dir bichlal is no isu. He brings down Rav Nissim Karelitz was machmer. But again, it's a big tziruf. So a lot of times, the Marshal, as I tell people, when people ask me, I ask, if it's double wrapped under the bed, I use all the tzirufim, and I say, for sure, it's okay. If it's double wrapped under the bed, I don't even make people to wash it. One wrap, it's a small little thing, wash it. Guys, there's whole boxes. He has no good to be samech. Person wants to be machmer on himself, you're a shomai, but that's another interesting shayla. So that's what I'm saying. You have alamol, most of the things today in the moshul, in the plane, the way it goes is you have like a little hand luggage. Inside you have like little chips and little with the zafim, yeah? But that cloud, 99% of the time, it's double. No one puts the potato chip under the chair there, yeah? You have like a little bag. When inside that, you put it, it's clean, it's clean. So I was not going to make it anyway. It's not a plane. Kulei, for sure not a problem. If you come in, a person knows these halachas in the carriage, don't leave open sandwiches in the carriage. Put it in the bag. Another bag. Could be eight other shittas. Could be eight other shittas. That devas comes with a shayla. People want to wash negivasa. So they wash negev asa near the bed. Yeah, I think it's not a shir today, but I think every guy that's a b'teira knows this halacha. Yeah. So how you do it? You have like a little shisel, and then suddenly you have a negev asa. They call it the negev asa. How about it's called negev asa? Yeah. So now the problem is if you put it near the bed, especially in a little room with bacharim. First, someone else could have kias yamsu dalton, or yourself when you wake up in the morning. So the eitzah is to push it under the bed. You push it under the bed. It's tachmaim shetachas amit. You're allowed to wash negev asa with it or not? So the aderes, he says nistapakti. He says like this. Even if we say like the shvus yankev, that b'di'evet it's muta. He says if b'di'evet it's asu, if it's ain't a roi l'shtiyeh, for sure you can't wash negev asa. But even if we say like the Shmos Yankiv that it's muta, says it's muta to eat. Because who says some of it's a ruach ro? Who said you're not allowed to eat ruach ro? Like the Mishnah Berurah said, even if you touch something, but you're allowed to eat it. Oh, but who said that ruach ro could take off ruach ro? You can't clean yourself with dirty water. The water is full with ruach ro, it will not wash you off. And Alich Shloime, he passes that it's also. You can't wash negev asa. It's under the bed. Chaim Kanievsky says, "Ein ruach atuma iveres beruach atuma." And also Chivas Vanoges of Moshe Shtarbuch, and he says, "Befrat." He says that if the aloch is like the goyim, then it's takein or roi. So for sure, not yoytz. Rav Ozner, I saw today in a tshuva, says Chiddush Otzur. He says, someone asked him a shayla, Shemanichim la'yelodim mein etilas negev asa tachas hamito v'katavta lo'ira la'anir zdaiti ein chshash she'asvus yankiv kosav shebediyevel etzmuto. And even if the ruach hatuma is underwater, who said ruach hatuma cannot take off ruach hatuma? Kfakar. You don't drink Ruach HaTumah, but to take off Ruach HaTumah, Ruach HaTumah takes off Ruach HaTumah. I'm not so sure if it was only matter to Yelodim, but still that it's only kids that are sleeping on the bed. If you would be, why are you asking him that, you're asking me about kids that he put it under the bed? Could be stopped by kids, they put it under the bed, they're not stepping it. All the, I don't know why the Chewy is speaking about kids. Any idea. But Ravada, well, the Adelis is mistapik, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mistapik, so Havada, it's not the right thing to do, and it's better to do it. People ask if it helps to cover it, very shvach. Because we saw Ruach Tumah is even mechupas of a klibazah. The only way if you want to put it under the bed is to double wrap it. It's really ain't a nozik shava b'tzar ha-melech, yeah? But people think that they took the shisla and they put it on top. Yeah, anyway, you have to cover it not to be megula. It's not hashayla, it's megula, but I'm not going into the shayla of gilui now. Yeah, my megulim. It's man hazeh. But it doesn't help to cover it. The mele has to be not under the bed, and the side of the bed. Now, crappy bunk bed, so again, the Shmir Shabbos told me there is no shayla about it. You're allowed to eat food. Even the guy on top of you sleeping, you're allowed to eat an apple in the bunk bed. Why? It's coupled tzirufim. If I remember right, Shmuel Zalman told me that he holds beds like we said, like in the play. Chazal only asked it under a bed. He said in a bunk bed, he said, in the middle place, it's not called under the bed. It's in the middle of the bed. Ruach Tum is under the bed. It's not the vault that someone sleeps on you. It's under the bed. Again, if we learn that even in a plane, every time someone sleeps on top, it's also Zayin Lechanami. So Zaman said, it's under the bed. The Tzitz Eliezer brings down another svar. The svar that the Tzitz Eliezer brings down is, he says, if it's Eser Tfochim, it's Cholak Rishus La'atzme. He speaks about the beds and the bolts. The way they did it was 10 Tfochim, or high beds hanging on the sides. Do that people could walk in the boat and they put like little shelves, people sleep on them. He says, then for sure is no Ruach HaTumah. It's an under Rishus. Like no one will say if someone is sleeping in the house on top, so the whole building becomes tummy, right? It's an under Rishus. So, Mishum Zama said, it's an under Rishus. Belmele, it's not the tummy. So, let me make a sikum lemaisa, locha lemaisa, dvorim ha'oilim. Advarim ha'olim is that it's an issur midina de gemara to put food under the bed. Odom mitzad ruach ro, odom mitzad chshas sakona. Sakona l'chura is not shayach when things are closed, when things are fresh. Ruach hatum is shayach in both. So be'etzem, mitzad that issur, l'chura is no achro in the Rambam, is no achro in the Kesef Mishneh. So be'etzem, could it be that if it's closed, there's no issur b'chlav? But Kesef Mishneh says Yerushalayim is Yachmir, Lemaisa Shulchan Aruch, he says to be Machmir. So while he says to be Machmir, we have to be Machmir, and not to do it. But Klapi B'diyevet, Me'ikar Adin Etz Mutar B'chlal, and Yesh HaMalis Meich in every case to eat everything under the bed. But again, I'm saying, I don't want that people say, okay, anyway, it's Mutar, so they do it and finish. It stays also to do, but B'diyevet, if you did it, you're allowed to eat. But even if you did it, you're allowed to eat. Again, the Chazanish was machmir, the Goyim was machmir, Shem Zalman says not to eat. Avad Sido, Adna Zogin not to eat. Katkhila not to eat. So we said, but Tzirufim Zogin Davos, no, you're allowed to be make. What is Tzirufim, we said? If it's closed, or at least it's double closed. Double closed. Double closed. So you have Tzirufim. If it's a carriage, if it's a plane, if it's a bus, then avada you could be making like atchile. Hefzed merube avada you could be making. Our floors that are not mamish adomo also is a shtickle tziruf. If it's a bunk bed for sure is a tziruf. If it's a little kid is a tziruf. All these things are tzirufim. Then avada you could make it for sure legabe b'diyevet. Even legabe like atchile we said sidom achlek is a poiskim. But in the Tias Apoiskim is Nazir, the Shmir Shabbos told me you're allowed to put it in a carriage, in a plane, in a bus. A person wants to be Yotze Arashitis, Avada Lekatchila, to wrap it, a double wrap, when you put it in these places, and then Lekatchila you could do it to be Yotze Arashitis. Even Shiesh Gamachmirim Beze. Klabi Negeva, so we said, Taka to be Machmir, not to put it under the bed. It's a shadow that I'm not so claw. After now that I'm clawing this aloche, I'm not clawing a shayla lemaisa. Someone came to me and asked me today, Rabbi. So I'm saying, b'diyevet it's mutar. And we explain it, we learn the Indian, the Iyun Kol HaTzoyach. He has things under his bed. He never knew that there's a problem. It's saw a sign, he realized that it was a problem. He really slept on it for 5 days. Is the Indian now to take it out or not? Ruach Hod already has. But the Rebbe is mutter. They can't kill him not to do it, but he did it. Does he need to take it out now? The Fidda Rambam, and maybe something dangerous will come in, but it's closed. They're closed bottles, closed tuna. So the Shaila is, if that Isu, to do it like a Tchila, is once, and if it's done already, you're allowed to leave it under the bed, not once, maybe it's Kaseidon. Because I thought he told us in your mouth, he came to ask me, it's okay, but go home, take it out of bed. He asked me, if it's okay, why I have to take it out? If it's okay, why I have to take it out? But he did it already. You're not allowed to look at Tchila. The Ayin Chazal don't want to have Ruach Tumah. It's full with Ruach Tumah already. A double layer of Ruach Tumah. It's not B'di'evet. Not if the guy says, Isha Achirener, if you're Mekadosh B'di'evet, it's Chal or not. It's just going to be B'di'evet. The Chazal don't want to have Ruach Tumah.
It's more Ruach
Tumah. I saw in the back of the Gemoras. Saw it today. It's brought down in Israel. It's everyone. He's not a sefer, that was a minik by the Kadmonim. If you mekadesh a isha without sheirenu, you mekadesh again. And the class, what it helps, she's ready to kudesh, this is the whole thing, I'll tell you how it helps. But it sounds the same, yeah? It's ready to rochatum, we'll take it out, what it helps.
It's
more rochatum. It's layers, I don't know how rochatum works. I think things are blue, rochatum becomes black. So, it could be a stack of difference. So this is not going to show it. If someone did it already, if it's the Indian to take it out or not, that's a chomish can dvar in bruv. So I'm just, before I'm finishing, I want, even though I was masbir at Klo, but I've been clearly saw were very nerg to be machmir on this, and not to, you know, not to eat stuff under the bed, to be choshish to the shittas. People have, you know, I'm sure Zama being Zama Zay, people were nerg to be machmir. About the, we say the aloha here that it's mutter, Shmuz Yankov, Poiskim, all of the Gedolim bring him down. Chaznish was only machmir to himself, Anazorim the Goyim was only machmir to himself. About it not to be making, not to rush to be making, oh, Gamalu, the aloha doesn't exist. But it's not shiny, a person has to know. The motion of you could wash it 3 times, choshta after that, siruf. But the halacha is as I've been saying.